Without offering any other explanation, he took a seat at the navigator station, then activated the subspace transceiver and opened a channel to the Jedi Temple. When the communications officer at the other end acknowledged the signal, Luke merely began to tap the mic in an irregular pattern that Ben quickly recognized as the Jedi Flash Code. Without the encrypting equipment aboard the Jade Shadow, it was the only way to communicate with the temple securely, especially since there was every possibility that the EMIACs would automatically and secretly be copying every outgoing transmission and sending it straight to Kesh. And as Ben listened, he began to realize just how important it was that no one but Jedi comprehend the message. His father was not only reporting the latest events in the Maw, but also asking the Jedi to send reinforcements to Padir as soon as possible. He was fairly certain that Abeloth had gone into hiding there, and when he and Ben flushed her into the open, they were going to need help destroying her. A lot of help. The hatch handle jiggled just as Luke finished the message, and Vistara called.
Hey, who locked me out?
Sorry, Vess.
Ben glanced back at his father, who raised a finger and silently mouthed,
"One second."
You must have tripped the security protocol when you rushed out of here. Just a minute.
Luke nodded and remained in his seat as a series of taps and scratches began to sound from the transceiver. Ben listened with growing alarm as they heard what had been happening back on Coruscant. The use of Mandalorians to first storm and then lay siege to the temple. Dala's refusal to release Valen and Gisela Horn, despite the evidence that all of the other psychotic Jedi had recovered from their illnesses. The vote of no confidence in Grandmaster Hamner.
Ben!
Vistara banged on the hatch.
What's going on in there? Hold on, Ben called. We're busy with our approach.
Approach?
Vistara sounded doubtful.
Already?
Ben did not reply. The interruption had caused him to miss a string of code, and he was still trying to figure out what the assassination attempt on Admiral Bois II had to do with the trouble between Master Sebatine and Grandmaster Hamner. The message ended a moment later. Luke acknowledged it with a few quick taps, then urged the Council to send reinforcements quickly and shut down the unit. As his father turned toward the hatch, Ben caught his eye and mouthed,
"What's going on at home?"
Luke only shrugged and shook his head. Vistara banged on the hatch again.
Look, if you two don't want me hanging around,
don't be silly.
Luke released the lock and hit the control pad on the wall.
We want you right here where we can keep an eye on you.
The hatch hissed open. On the other side of the threshold stood a sour-faced Vistara. Her eyes narrowed in suspicion and her force aura droning with irritation. Instead of stepping aside to allow her onto the deck, Luke asked,
"Something wrong with the refresher?"
"No, it's fine."
Vistara's brow furrowed.
"Why?"
Luke's gaze dropped along her sleeves.
"Your hands usually smell like sanitizer when you return," he said. "This time they don't."